This is The Double Bottom Line, a supernatural fanfic written by Kirawa, read by Miss Marina 95. Summary: Sam sneaks a look at his brother's journal. Sam was digging through his brother's duffel for a clean shirt when he found the battered Mead composition book. Its cover was a Sharpie ink tribute to the hard rock bands of the 70s, Dean's version of a preteen girl crushing on Justin Timberlake. Dean had been jotting notes in it since Sam was a kid, but he'd never gotten so much as a peek inside. Sam decided to leave the notebook where he'd found it. It's not like they had a lot of privacy, and messing with Dean's stuff was enough to kick off a prank war. Or it would have been, 4 years ago. Now, Sam wasn't sure, and it was freaking him out. Dean was supposed to be Dean. 5 mixtapes, 2 food groups, and 1 lame pickup line. Sometimes, Dean seemed as familiar as Sam's favorite hoodie. But sometimes, these days, his reactions were off. Different than Sam expected, like there was a stranger in the driver's seat. Sam woke up in the Impala the other night to find Dean speeding down an empty highway to the glorious strains of a Malmsteen solo, and it was as beautiful and wrong as watching the sun rise over the Pacific. He needed to know what Dean had been up to while Sam was attending chem lab, writing papers, and blowing the curve in Latin class. What had happened? What changed him? He couldn't ask, not without offering memories of Stanford in return, and Sam just... he wasn't ready for that. Dad's journal had personal stories sandwiched in between lore on every evil thing they'd ever hunted. Maybe Dean's did too. Hell, given how much his brother hated talking about anything important, he might prefer that Sam get his information from the journal. Sam glanced at the bathroom door. Dean should be in the shower for at least 15 minutes, getting that sap out of his hair. Sam pulled the notebook out from the jeans it was wrapped in, sat down on his bed, and opened the front cover. Inside was a list of names and dates starting back when Dean was 14. Sam grinned down at his brother's all-caps scrawl. Typical. Dean would keep track of his conquests. Dean had always bragged that Daisy O'Connor took his cherry, but the first entry said, 4-20-93, Carol M. A. TX VSP M2. They'd spent the spring of 1993 in Galveston, so TX must be Texas. Sam spent a minute puzzling over the other codes. There were plenty of possibilities, but they all seemed a little adventurous for a 14-year-old kid, even if that kid was Dean. The second name in the list was a Mark. Whoa! Sam tried to imagine a sweet-faced boy sharing a cigarette with Dean under the bleachers, but the image of some skanky, balding middle-aged guy cruising the junior high playground kept intruding, which made Sam want to hit something. He checked the next few pages. Well, it couldn't have been too traumatic an experience, because nearly half of the names in this journal were men. Jesus. Dean could have said something. Okay, yeah, Dad would have flipped, and Sam was kind of impressed that Dean had actually done it, gone against Dad's wishes and kept it to himself for all these years. But he could have told his own brother. Sam wouldn't have given him crap about it, wouldn't have judged him. At least no more than he already did for all the one-night stands and... fuck. How did he not know this about his big brother? Sam skimmed ahead, quickly glancing over each page, looking for August of 2001. There it was. With his researcher's eye for patterns, the differences were obvious. When Sam left for Stanford, the entries became much more frequent. The A code, which had grown less common over the years, disappeared entirely. Sometimes, Dean was, dating 3 or 4 people in a single day. Dean had said he started hunting alone, because he had more opportunities that way. More pages, more dates, more names. Sam's stomach felt hot and tight. Dean's notebook was almost full,
and Sam's entire sexual history would have fit on half a page. Sam turned to a page near the end. 11:20:05, said the first entry. And the second, and the third, and every line down the rest of the page. He turned to the next page. 11:20:05. And another page, and another. Over 100 names in one day, and that wasn't even possible. He had to be missing something. Sam turned back to the first entry for that date. 11:20:05, Amanda W. A. I. N. D. S. Amanda. Amanda? The flight attendant who survived the first United Britannica crash, her name was Amanda Walker. But Dean couldn't have slept with her. They hadn't even spent the night in Indianapolis, had skipped out of town after exorcising the demon that was trying to crash her plane. The plane that had over 100 passengers on board. Oh. Sam realized what he was looking at, and carefully tucked his brother's journal back into the bottom of the duffel. The end. Okay, quick reader's note. In case some of the reader or listeners are a little confused, like I was, because Kiara is obviously a genius with this code. Just to clarify, the journal was a list of names of people Dean had saved, and just to decode, the code was explained a little further in the comment section, so I'll just read that for you guys in case you were confused. A means assisted, the first two letters stand for the state, and the rest of the code, according to Kiara, Dean likes to keep track of what he killed, and something about the person he saved. So VSP is a vengeful spirit, M2, mother of two, D is demon, S is stewardess. And so, rereading the code, 4-20-93, Carol M, that was the date and the person, A, assisted, he had assistance with the hunt, TX, it was in Texas, VSP, it was a vengeful spirit, M2, she was a mother of two. And the second one mentioned, 11-20-05, Amanda W, name and date, A, assisted, Sam helped him, IN, Indianapolis, D, it was a demon, S, she was a stewardess. So it's just something to help Dean keep track. Really cool, right? So you guys should go give Kiara tons of love for this, because it's really, really great. Anyways, thank you for listening, and I hope that explains a little bit further. Yeah, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good day.